Ramble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's face it, I am hotter than you. Woo!
Welcome to
Sound the Alarm.
Number
100.
And if it's your
a Ben Franklin. Big Bill Daddy.
Blue Stripes, baby.
100 and
blue
how
faces.
Many donations?
Big bucks.
100.
Big Benjamins. Let's go.
We did it.
Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. And if this is your first episode, I promise you we never do that any other time.
We do it every time.
Every week.
Every episode.
Every number should be celebrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, welcome to what's sure to be a burner.
Yeah.
We're talking about Twilight Eclipse. That was episode number one. We started with Twilight. Episode 100, we're back to Twilight. We haven't changed at all.
No, we haven't.
No growth.
We've watched a lot of good movies on this fucking podcast.
We've watched 100 movies.
100 movies.
But this is number 100, Guilty Horrors. We love you so. Thank you for being here with us.
Can we tell them the surprise?
You're going to tease them this far ahead of time?
Yeah, I want to tease them. It's the 100th episode. We got to give them something saucy. Okay.
Give them that sauce.
We're finally getting merch, you guys!
Oh my god.
Guilty Pleasures merch!
Cheeking.
We're not gonna tell you what it is, but I will just say this. We were laughing the whole meeting.
Yeah.
You were laughing the whole meeting?
Oh, we were laughing.
We were laughing.
Oh my god.
We were like, oh my god, that's so stupid.
Oh
do
my
it.
God.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, I mean, they pitched us some pretty down the middle ideas, and we said, No.
No, absolutely not. That's cool.
At one point, the question was asked, can we legally get away with that?
Yeah.
So that's going to give you an idea.
More than once.
More than once, actually.
Several times.
Yeah,
we might have to get lawyers involved.
Yeah,
for
we might get sued.
But today, we are talking about Twilight Eclipse, the enigmatic third installment to the Twilight franchise. Little fun Third fact one. Is when we found out this was the 100th episode, we said, what better way to celebrate than with the fan fave? We got to go back to where it all started, Twilight.
Roberts.
Why don't we do the finale? Oh my God, part one, part two, we'll do them both together. And I was talking about that in the office, and Desiree said, you missed one. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And it turns out there's 5 movies in the franchise.
We did not know.
Yeah.
Not 4. So this is the middle stepchild.
And boy, isn't it the best. You know what they say about the thirds? Nobody ever forgets about them.
Yeah, ever.
Or the favorite?
Ever
no problems at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Godfather 3, Spider-Man 3,
yep.
Shrek 3 Ever After.
Yep.
All the best
all the
movies
best ones.
Are the third installment. And Twilight Eclipse is no exception. Should I hit him with a little synopsis?
Yes, with the synopsis.
Bella Swan is back. Mm-hmm. And she's got her hottie boyfriend, Edward. They're fucking in a field.
Whoa.
No, they're not. She's a virgin.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
They're making out, and Edward says, you know what? It's time to get married. But Bella isn't sure. She wants to get turned, but she's not going to get turned into a vampire until she graduates. But also, Jacob's hot, and he's got abs now.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's someone named Victoria?
Yeah.
She has red hair, and she's raising an army of vampire babies.
Baby vampires.
And they're going to come and kill you.
Youngbloods?
Why didn't they call them Youngbloods?
They should have called them Youngbloods. I'm sorry, your synopsis.
Sorry.
I disagree. I think you should continue.
Oh, yeah, okay. They should have called them Youngbloods. That is true. Truly one of the most obvious puns.
Yeah.
And then they also could have just been like Young
kind
Blood.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Like that's how they come out of their hiding.
All their pasty pale bodies.
But can you imagine the pasty white lady Victoria saying, listen here, Young Blood?
Yes. That would have made made this movie perfect.
Listen, Youngblood. Listen here, Youngblood. For whatever reason, her hair is slicked back. She has a fucking pimp cane.
No!
And a fur coat. Oh. Oh, my God. I would have loved this movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But here it is. Blacken up the Eclipse franchise, yes. The Twilight franchise. Yeah. Let's do a blaxploitation take on the Twilight Eclipse movie.
I would love that. What else has happened? And basically, Bella's torn between two worlds. No. Does she want to have vampire sex or doggy dog sex?
Okay. And you got to watch out for...
Whoa.
And you got to watch out because hanging in the rafters are those Volturi.
Oof, they're always watching.
Yeah. But
beyond those fucking new bloods, beyond those Italians. Young bloods, the fucking Italians.
Those fucking Italians. Always in the wings,
they
baby.
They are coming for you.
They're always ready.
Nothing says Italian like Elle Fanning.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. If this movie just fully leaned into full-on stereotypes and the Volturi were...
I am going to suck your blood. Yeah.
Seems very silly.
Some say the world will end in fire. Some say in ice. And with that, the film begins.
Wow.
Garrick, you shared before the podcast that you took a lot of notes.
Yeah.
I took a lot of notes.
Please elaborate.
I took a lot of notes. I started the movie and I literally wrote down, listen, man, I am a Black Keys fan. As soon as it started, I am in. And then it went down a little bit more and I was like, okay, wait, this is interesting. I need to get my computer for this.
Yeah, he went full hands, wrists on the keyboard. Yeah, he couldn't just tippy-typey with his fingers.
No two thumbs. I needed 10 fingers.
You know, I am going to say something controversial.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
I think...
Shocking for the show.
Know me. Very agreeable woman.
Scolding hot takes.
Oh, that's merch.
agreeable young woman.
And then just a teacup.
Agreeable woman is an incredible
shirt. Yeah. All right, see, there you go. We did it for you guys.
Same fun as promising young woman.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The music in this movie makes this movie 20 times better.
Mm,
we knew that they had a good soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking even about the shit that y'all think is cheesy. Like when Jacob is seen for the first time and he turns around and it's just...
Oh, that Jacob reveal, I was like, my dude.
Black blue,
blues
my
guitar,
boy.
Tight black shirt.
But black shirt, just like full. Yeah. What are those called? Like a Hanes tee?
Yeah, crew neck.
Looking like he just got out of the shower.
It was sick. It was like a clearing of high school children.
Yeah.
As they walked away, and then you just see Jacob, and you're like, guess what? Jacob's hot now.
Oh, yeah.
So you are correct that the Twilight movie has soundtracks that slap certified bangers. Uh-huh. Twilight had original music.
Oh, and music.
Made for it, including my boy's Vampire Weekend. Have an original
Track.
Called Jonathan Lowe. It's not one of my favorite songs, but it is a song.
Wow. And don't they play it and someone goes, I love this song.
I believe that was the Muse song.
Oh, okay. Wow, they have the Muse?
They at Muse. They've got Florence and the Machine,
oh
the Black Keys,
yes.
Beck, CeeLo Green. I don't remember that.
Okay.
What happened to CeeLo?
I mean, he's chilling.
Yeah,
he made so much money.
Made all the money and said, fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm out.
All right. He did it right.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
He's not continuing to chase clout like us.
That's a
couldn't be me. Couldn't understand.
That's the correct choice.
I like that for a living.
Yeah. I wish.
Oh my God.
I stay fit.
I want you to know, dear audience, that if you ever afford me enough success, I will leave you.
I will leave. Oh my God. I am slowly peeling every sticker of social media off of my little trapper.
Stop it.
And until I can fucking leave it completely.
Your bitch ass could never all the way get off Twitter.
Oh, are you fucking kidding
me? You would not.
I'm already off of Twitter.
Kelsey, you should be directing that at me.
I meant to say, Zachary, your bitch ass will never be off Twitter.
I love validation too much.
Twitter is fun.
It's because we're Leos. You might still have a chance.
Okay.
We
run,
don't.
Garrick, run.
Run, get out of here.
The soundtrack is a banger. The film opens with
Yeah.
The film opens with Bella and Edward in a field of flowers. No. I'm wrong. Oh, you're right. The film opens with a horrible action scene.
Truly a horrible action scene. It's a horror scene. Yeah. It is raining because Seattle.
Duh.
It's got to rain in Seattle. Yeah. And a young man
is being mauled.
Is being mauled
by
after
a drive-by vamp.
Yeah, just coming out of a...
Just 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, 100 miles an hour. Just coming
this
out
way,
of a party.
That
and
way.
Then a vampire is running by making noises that sound exactly like a horse. And I don't know.
What?
I don't know if you heard that.
What part of the horse?
I thought just the horse, just wait, like a horse name.
Just the aura of a horse.
You know, just kind of like a horse.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
What I really admire about this franchise is that it was on the top of the world.
Yeah.
Nothing was bigger.
No. Absolutely.
And they said, "Who cares?
Yeah. Nobody gives
we're
a shit.
Still gonna make this action scene." Just be a man going vroom vroom by camera.
Drive by vamp.
It is super weird because with the Fast and Furious franchise, the superior franchise,
Amelia.
Every I was gonna say episode. Every entry into the franchise, the effects got better.
Yeah,
no.
Everything got better.
They went to space.
You know, they went to space. I don't know. The stakes got bigger. The explosions got larger. All that stuff. And then with this, it's almost like they doubled down on being shitty a little bit.
This franchise said, "We good."
Yeah.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix
but
it.
But sorry, after we see Vroom Vroom Drive By Vamp, then you drastically,
hard shift,
hard right turn, into a meadow.
Oh my God.
Beautiful field of flowers. And you're watching Edward and Bella make out.
Baby's breath.
Baby's breath.
You're trying to guess what flower it is?
Yeah.
If anyone knows. Watching Edward and Bella make out, it makes me deeply uncomfortable. And I don't know why. I want to feel horny for them. And I just don't. It gives me the energy of teens in the back of a movie theater playing tonsil hockey.
Yeah.
I do not care for it.
It's giving fish. Like, they don't use a lot of tongue, which is kind of a movie trick where you're supposed to use a lot of mouth.
Yeah.
It does.
They kiss like they aren't literally in love in this falling in love in
real
life.
Their chemistry is very stale. It does feel like to a kid playing with Barbie dolls, like making them kiss each other. But one of the Barbie dolls, their faces is literally kind of faded a little bit because from continuous use or whatever.
I heard someone call Edward Cullen shovel face, and I can't unsee his face looking like a shovel.
Sometimes jawlines are too sharp.
Ooh,
you think?
Wow, that's a problem I'd like to have. I got two chins.
Because even Rob Pattinson, when he was the Batman.
He had a sharp face.
Yeah, he had a sharp face, but it was like less so, almost.
Something weirded me out about the leads in this movie. I almost called her Kristen Wiig. Kristen Stewart was wearing a wiggy wig.
She was wearing
a huge wig. She had extensions for days.
I don't understand what they did to her because like her hair was like... Her ear was drowning in hair.
Zach texted Goofy's fat ass last night and said, "Is it just me or does Kristen Stewart have so much hair?"
And we all ignored it. Yeah. because we didn't know how to... We hadn't watched the movie yet and we didn't know what was going on.
My theory is because her head is so tiny that her hair just looks huge. But I think they were just trying to go for voluptuous.
I was thinking that she was on another film and they wanted to just have her in a different hairstyle for Twilight.
It just... There's something about her hair that confused me and kind of scared me.
They feminized the shit out of Kristen Stewart for these movies. Like, you don't see her be looking like that at all ever again.
No, she's a badass.
Yeah, she revolted hard the other way.
Yeah, good for her, man.
Yeah.
Something controversial.
Oh.
I think that Edward Cullen is not hot in this movie.
No, I don't think he's hot at all. I don't think he's hot in any of the movies.
How fucking dare you?
I know. I don't think he's hot. I think he has a box face. I think he has a face of a box. Yeah, the shovel face is there. I think it's his. I'm in no disrespect to Rob Pattinson and Shovels.
Rob Pattinson.
Rob Pattinson. Hot. But Edward Cullen, not so much.
Not hot.
Not hot. Yeah. And I think it's the fucking pale. He's too goddamn pale.
He's too pale.
Okay, you're not pale. You're not pale.
Look at me in my face and
you're
say...
You're not pale. You've got color.
He's an actor.
You've got pale.
He's a professional actor on television. Pale.
We're both wearing 10 pounds of makeup.
Oh, my God.
Just to look like this.
Oh, my God.
No, but I think you're right. It's the red eyes.
Yeah.
It's unnatural.
It's the pale. It's the talking like this.
Yeah.
Also, he also got a little bit more bitchy this.
He's bitchy.
He's been a little fucking bitch.
He's been strong and stoic. No. The last two. No. These, I think this one's the first time we get cuckolded. We get Edward cuckolding because this boy's a cuck.
Tell me more.
He likes it. This is the dick measuring contest between Jacob and Edward.
For
this
2 hours.
Whole movie, they are going, my dick is bigger. And he goes, no, look at my fucking cock. And then he goes, yeah, pull out my big schlong. And Bella's just like,
I got a doggy schlong.
Guys, what the fuck? I'm right here. And there's something about the way Edward.
Quick time out.
Oh.
If you could live forever, wouldn't you just go around like sampling dicks for like the rest of your days? Why would you marry?
That would get old. He's been around for 1,000 years.
Tell me more.
But like she's trying to get married and become a vampire so she can live forever.
She doesn't want
to
get married.
So you're saying Edward Cullen
should
go around sampling dicks forever?
I'm saying Bella Swan should become a vampire so that she can go around sampling
dicks. That's what she's trying to do. She doesn't want to get married. Edward wants to get married.
Yeah, but she's going to be with him for the rest of her life.
Because you know how strong that shit is when you're in high school and you think you're in love.
Yeah, and then she's going to fucking, this was a huge mistake. Can somebody please cut my ice head off?
Imagine a decision you made in high school following you around for the rest of your fucking life.
1,000 years?
It's like your regrettable tattoo, but you're married to it.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I get no... I'm not turned on by him in this film.
No.
As someone with chest hair, I don't enjoy the way that his tufts out.
Yeah.
It just kind of...
blew it on his chest.
Out of his V-neck. It just is a...
Yeah.
I don't... Also, talking about the wig department, Edward's gross-ass mutton chop sideburns, what did they do to my boy?
Something went down this season on Twilight. Yeah. Something happened. They said, we're cutting his hair budget.
Yeah.
We're going to blow Chester on him like dandelion flower.
That is so fucking weird because it's one of the biggest franchises of our day.
Here's what I think happened. They go, Jacob has abs now. He's hot as hell. We need to make this a realistic love triangle. And everyone goes, well, no, actually, we like Bella and Edward together. Okay, how can we push them over to Jacob? Well, he's going to not ask for consent at all.
Oh my God.
He's going to be really borderline creepy and like super aggressive. Does that help? No,
pushing
not really
cases.
Helping. Maybe we make Edward less hot?
I think that's what they did because I swear to God, there was 5 or 6 situations where Edward can hear Jacob's thoughts. So he knows this little pervy perv wants my bitch. And he said, you will not make my bitch your bitch because in dog world, that's literally a different thing. And there are so many times where Edward gives him just a little tease, just a little taste. All right, you can cuddle with my girl. All right, you can carry her up this hill with your big arms.
Yeah.
Okay, you can drive her to this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you can babysit her for a while. He likes... watching Jacob.
Okay, we can have a thruffle.
Yeah,
like, that's what
you
it feels
just
like.
Told us the name of this. Is it cucking or is it something else? It's where you like
the bear and the the
Kelsey,
bull bullying
the bull.
Kelsey Jacob's yelled at us over text for not knowing like all of these crazy
sex
porn
terms.
Sex terms. But this is someone who likes to be embarrassed by watching someone
that's
else
cucking.
Okay.
Okay, so then in this instance, Jacob would be the bull.
The bull in this.
And the bull is someone
who comes in,
gets off.
To get on the hot wife.
Yeah.
Hot wife. So, and then, let's say this clearly. So, the cuck is the man who wants to watch you bang his girl.
Hot wife.
The hot wife, which is Bella.
Uh-huh.
And so, so Edward is a cuck.
Yes. You said that. So,
we found the title.
That's what I was going to say.
Edward is a cuck, episode 100.
And our TikTok.
Bella would be what we call a
hot wife.
And the hot wife kind of wants to get passed back and forth.
Yeah, she's a cum dumpster. You're cutting that. Please don't cut it. It's important to the detail.
Jesus Christ.
It's Kelsey, for you, episode 100, I'll keep it.
Only took 100 episodes, Guilty Whores.
And then the bull,
Jacob,
you may think of him as a werewolf. He's a bull.
He's a bull.
A stud, if you will.
And the bull is the person that comes into the relationship and says, I'm gonna fuck your wife.
He literally comes into the relationship.
Yeah, he does.
So that's your little bit of information for the day.
Kelsey's Sex Corner.
Kelsey is on an app that has people identifying by those terms.
Yeah.
And it confused us deeply.
Oh, you fucking, what are you, fucking pilgrim boy? You're sexless, monogamous.
We're good Christian boys in this franchise.
That's right.
The only one in my bedroom is me, my wife, and Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Why did that rhyme so well? Me, my wife, and Jesus Christ.
I don't dare take off my clothes without Jesus watching.
Great.
Great.
Great. Love it.
All right, where do we move
on? Oh, wait, you got it. My favorite, one of my biggest pleasures about this movie is we finally get to hear what imprinting is.
It is romantic ass scene.
Oh my God.
I kind of super freaking loved it.
Yeah.
I was kind
of. Is it because of the view and the scape? Or is that when everything happened?
No. They're in a barn. I don't know. Call me crazy. I was drip dropping for Jakey in that scene.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I was moist.
Okay.
I was moist in the barn. The
booty hole was moist.
I was like, he's a little romantic man.
You know what it is? It's because the idea of imprinting makes it sound so animalistic. Yeah. Like, I don't have a choice either in this, Bella. You think I want to imprint on you? It's my animal in nature.
Can you explain it? I wish I had the quote. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, what is imprinting?
It's in the wolf world, in the wolf community.
The werewolf
community. When they're born, they will imprint on someone, which basically means like you're connected with them at a cellular DNA level, and you cannot be with anybody else for the rest of your days. It's like finding literally your other half, your puzzle piece.
Okay. Is Stephanie Meyer just like horned up?
Oh my God. She was like, what's the most consensually non-consenting way to say we have to fuck?
Yeah.
And I'll get into this later, but I think she's just a preacher's kid or like a very Christian young lady and wanted to make something that was close to, you know.
See, if everyone voted democratically, we wouldn't have Twilight.
Yeah.
I have the imprinting speech. Okay. I'm going to do my best, Taylor Lautner. Imprinting on someone is like when you see her. Everything changes. All of a sudden, it's not gravity holding you to the planet. It's her. Nothing else matters. You would do anything, be anything for her.
Oh my God.
I am sorry. That is a hot ass speech.
I don't know. I think it's just describing the first time you get a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's hot.
That's hot. I mean, that's what we all of us boys go through. So it makes sense that why we would think it's cool.
Yeah. Rick, do you know? Don't spoil it.
Yeah, please.
Do you know?
He imprints on the baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
I just wanted to check to see if, because like we're led to believe that Jacob can't fucking help himself. He's going to be in love with Bella because he's imprinted on her.
No, he's imprinted.
But it's
the baby.
He imprinted on her fallopian tube.
It's so fucking weird.
That's so weird. That's such a weird take.
I can't wait to get
that. That's for the next movie, so I just had to drop that knowledge in there.
Team Edward, Team Jacob, tale as old as time, Yankees, Red Sox, you know, whatever. It's kind of one of the big rivalries. In this film, Jacob is so much hotter.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
It's not even
close. The ads, they could run for Levi's in this movie.
Yeah.
There are jeans and jean shorts everywhere you look.
Yeah, and they aren't even the good ones. They're the ones that are like almost at your knees.
Yeah, thrift store.
Yeah, thrift store jean shorts.
Wow, say that five times fast.
Thrift store jean shorts.
Damn.
I love the little pack of doggy boys.
Yeah. His little gang is really fun. Yeah.
Wearing jorts, wearing no shirts, jogging around.
Just covered in highlighter. Like, what glitter gloss has been, body oil has been soaked upon them.
They had to spray paint the abs on.
Oh,
and the definition.
Checked out. Yeah.
You know who else was wearing jean shorts? Mm. My favorite scene in the movie, we get to meet Bella's mom.
Oh my God.
She is serving up
Florida realness.
She is
Florida.
What are we watching? Magic Mike again?
Yeah, God, I wish.
She is fully retired, serving Margaritaville realness.
Oh yeah.
I can smell the daiquiris off the screen.
She's like 40. She's like, I'm done.
She is drunk.
She's the finest single lady at the Shrimp Co. Sipping on a hurricane.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
She's got a jean shorts with a skirt on top of it.
I swear, if they kept that scene going, she would have been like, you want to go to Bubba Gum Shrimp?
You want to do something great? You want to go to Bubba Gump Shrimp? Yep.
I feel like the end of that scene is just Bella and her mom hanging out in Florida, and it's like, well, Bella, whatever you got to do, but these immigrants are really getting.
Oh God!
Yeah, it was giving. Yeah. Mom who had. I think the mom left, or no, Bella left to go live with the dad, but the mom was like, finally. I'm free.
I don't understand the scene, because we didn't meet the mom in the other movies, right?
No.
In the book, you meet them, and it's that Bella went to go live with dad while mom met a new guy and moved to Florida with him.
I meet this mother, and like, because Bella speaks so highly of her mom. Oh, I miss my mom. I'm like, yo, she sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like when you are with one parent, you sensationalize the other. Where you're just like, man, I really miss my mom. I bet she's doing really cool and dope shit rather than being in fucking Seattle
but
and being a cop.
But she grew up with her mom. She moved in with her dad in the first movie. So it's not like she's really been around her dad for that long.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
So she really believes her mom is that bitch.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Have we talked about how Charlie Swan is just the daddiest daddy that ever dealt?
He could have played Joel. He could have played Joel if he wanted to.
In The Last of Us.
The Last of Us, yeah.
Oh, with that mustache just...
Yeah.
You notice he's got a beer in every scene.
Oh,
it's probably written to his contract. I cannot.
Well, it's written in every police officer's contract because they suck at their jobs and they are always drunk.
So. All cops are bastards.
Yeah.
But Charlie Swan can kick it.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least he's good looking.
Yeah, except for Charlie Swan.
A cab B C S K. No, C K I.
Make it a sticker for the sticker pack. Yeah. We got sticker packs coming. Get their eyes. I can't wait for you to see it.
All cops are bastards, but Charlie Swan can kick it.
Oh my God.
But Charlie Swan can get it.
Get it. Yeah.
That's better.
It's fun.
Okay, where else do you want to go? Jacob, my dude, let's talk about consent.
You gotta peel it back a little bit, man. But also, he's a dog and dogs hump everything.
Very
so,
true. And they imprint.
Yeah. But yeah, that whole scene was really bad.
It was uncomfortable.
That was really bad. That made me uncomfortable too. Because he was like, you know, you want this. You know, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, if this was the exact same dialogue in a dark room. Nothing beautiful about this.
No.
This is very awful.
But
this
Garrick,
is absolutely a horror
you
scene.
Have to put yourself in his position.
No.
He thinks the girl he loves is going to become a vampire, and he's got to do it. That's what he's giving her unwanted kisses for. He says, what can I do to stop this dumb bitch from making the worst decision of her life? She is about to live forever. She's going to live forever, and all she needs to do to potentially stop that is touch my little lippies.
No.
What I love is that for you, Kelsey, to try and forgive non-consensual kissing is that you took on a 1950s accent.
Yes.
Well, Garrick, why don't you do that?
You sounded like a fucking carnival barker. Like, I think it's because, you know, in the 1950s, all of that shit was normal.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I think that I don't know if he could have finessed it or whatever, but it was just bad. It was bad in like an incel way.
It
was like no game, not knowing how to approach a woman at all. Yeah.
It teaches
like
women bad.
Soul.
It teaches both men and women bad lessons.
Yeah,
it rewards the pushiness and romanticizes the pushiness.
Okay, but I'm gonna say something controversial.
Uh-oh.
That's an incredible woman.
You were into it.
Was it a hot kiss?
I know. I was waiting for Miles to press whatever he was going to press.
I'm waiting after you say it.
Bella led him on.
Oh, wow.
Bella literally pulled out the kiss me later after she was like, and
that's
then she's
what,
like, I love you. You know I love you.
Yeah. I mean, that's confusing for any young dog boy.
Yeah. I think that, okay, so if that was like reversed and then he did the kiss thing, then I'd be like, oh, okay. Mm. So this is, you know, you misread the situation.
Well, and also though, fuck the movie for even suggesting that the first non-consensual kiss worked. Because the first non-consensual,
exactly.
The first time Jacob like forces himself on her. She pulls off and then punches him in the face and breaks her hand, which was my favorite scene in the movie.
Absolutely.
So good.
And the scene after it when he references it, it was really funny.
She broke her hand against
her face. Yeah.
But then, like, Bella starts to actually be like, maybe I do love Jacob. I don't know.
She's loved Jacob from the day she saw him.
That's fair.
And his jorts.
Yeah.
And his ponytail.
Once he cut his hair and they're like, oh my God, he's a baddie. So,
that black crew neck. I'm telling you, boys, you want to just drip a girl? You just wear a black crew neck and stand in the rain and it's game over.
That works if you're light skinned. If you're a dark skin, you have to wear a white.
I'm literally imagine. Oh,
you have to wear a white shirt.
Okay,
you
that's
to,
right. In my brain, I just switched from black to white, and it does look nice.
Contrast.
Okay.
Sick. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Garrick wore like this hot ass cream suit to my wedding, and I was like, yeah.
Ricky Smith came out that day.
Rickety Smith.
Rickety Smith knew what he was doing. He had fucking cowboy boots on, y'all. Mexico.
In fucking Mexico. I was looking.
Cowboy boots.
I was looking for spurs. I wanted to put spurs on the boots. But they don't sell those anymore.
That's awesome.
Get those on a plane. Good luck. Yeah.
Okay. Something that I love about this movie and like genuinely love, and I think it's why it's so many people's comfort film and maybe comfort franchise. This movie doesn't feel like a sequel. It almost doesn't even feel like a movie. It feels like you're getting plopped in to a dating simulator RPG.
Yes.
When the movie starts.
It's The Sims.
Yeah. You're like catching up with your friends.
Yeah.
And like Anna Kendrick is there again for no reason.
Valedictorian.
Like, oh my God, what? I'm in a vampire movie? Like she's just kicking it. Like you hang out with your friends from the first movie. Every time they introduce a new character, it's like, this is Wiley. He's a rascally little fella. Come here. Yeah. Like, it's just like
yeah.
Wiley.
I don't know the name of anybody.
Now that we're getting to the friends, it just a light little tangent. Jasper fought in the Confederate War on the side of the Confederacy. Fuck this movie. I was so mad when that happened. I was like, why on earth would you add this into the movie? I was livid, dog. I'm so sorry. That took me out of it for the rest of the film.
Of course.
This movie is 95% flashbacks, and we get, nobody asked for it, but we get the backstory of all our little vampire people.
And he just casually says, I was in the Texas Cavalry.
Yeah.
And they don't address that he was fighting for slave owners.
Nope.
No.
Weird choice.
Yeah. It's a choice.
It's a decision.
Yeah.
And again, going back to, I'm guessing that this is in the books, but I'm going back to Stephanie Meyer's being a full red-blooded Christian.
Yeah.
But it's just, again, when we finish, I'll like,
and they have
my spiel about it, but
they have no introspection about this. No. It is a detail that is just left out there, floating in the ether, and now the story's going to move on. But just so you know where it's taking place, Confederacy.
I thought that was a setup to get us to not like Jasper.
Yeah,
I thought it was just like, he's going to obviously betray them for a second, and then I think the next scene they're talking about Jasper like he's the best person. Like the one who
you know
us
what
how
happened?
To fight. Yeah.
What happens is then he's like, and then I didn't know what if I was going to be able to redeem myself. And then his girlfriend comes like, and then I found you.
Right.
And then we fell in love, and now you're not a Confederate anymore. The end.
Yeah.
This vampire can see everything, but she can't see her own white privilege.
Oh my God. It's just wild. Jasper fighting on the side of the Confederacy while also being against the only Native Americans that he can see. Come on.
Yeah.
The only people of color in the film?
That's
the
big old yike.
You know what? I'm Team Jacob. I'm Team Jacob.
Always.
They also
do a flashback of how the vampires and the wolf people start fighting.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's basically a colonizer story.
Yeah.
This movie, it teaches people of color to accept the people that massacred them.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird, like, not even a trope, but like a weird line to adjust towards where I don't like you. I don't like you on my land. I don't like you like being around me or in my vicinity.
You're sucking and blood of around my people.
Around my people. I'm not doing anything. I'm just chilling on my reservation. And then this girl is coming over and saying like, the you should actually like the people that killed your people. Like, they're actually really nice if you really get to know them. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
They
fuck
keep them. Referring to them as the cold ones, and I just imagine a bottle of beer on ice.
Walking like, around.
Yeah.
Is Bella Swan trying to All Lives Matter us?
She is All Lives Mattering us. This Twilight, All Lives Matter.
That's the title.
All lives matter, even those who have no soul.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so weird.
So we get another flashback that is equally awful.
So oh my God.
It is. God, talk about a scene that just I wish wasn't in the canon.
And it, again, doesn't give us any context. No. It kind of decides to go, that's why she's such a cunt.
There's just some weird, like,
it was like
value with Christian value.
I think I hate this movie.
The way we're talking about. She gets murder all the
no, she gets, she's out in a field, I guess, or like after she gets essayed.
Well, let's paint the lead up. I'm sorry if this is triggering to even discuss.
Yeah, trigger warning.
It's just,
yeah,
let's paint this picture because we have the actress Nikki Reed.
Yeah, I don't know her name in the movie.
She is telling this flashback. She's in love. It's giving Bridgerton. It's romantic. She's getting courted. She's like, oh my God, wow, how could life be better? And then she's walking home and she sees the love of her life drinking with the boys.
With the boys. You know it.
And the man says, let me rip your clothes off in front of all my friends and have essay and kill you.
Yeah. And then who finds her? She's left dead in the street. It's Carlisle.
But already, to pause right there. What an awful scene that we had to watch. They're ripping her clothes off. Mm-hmm. They're describing this.
And I think it's because these are book adaptations where in the book you're getting so much more backstory. You're getting so much more detail. Not to say that it does it justice or explains why we have like a Confederate soldier, but I'm sure they were saying people are going to want to know their backstories. They want to know where they came from.
Yeah, I'm failing to find the thematic connection.
Yeah,
right. That's
no. If you thought this movie had thematic connection, I got news for you, pal.
I think in the book it serves a lot more because then you're just like, oh, this is exactly why this person doesn't trust humanity as a whole, and they're just like an isolating vampire rather than right here in this movie. This is literally just her talking to excuse and validate one moment of her walking out of the room while Bella is there. It's just like, why are you so mean?
The thing that this movie continues to do is warn Bella how bad being a vampire is.
Yeah.
She says, I want to be a vampire. Somebody turn me. And they're all going, you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
We're telling you. You think it's great. You think you're in love. And then you're going to do it. And then your life, you live forever. You live to see the changing of the tides of the world. It's not all that you think it's cracked up to be. And then you're insatiable with blood. You got to suck blood for the rest of your life. And you know what Bella's saying?
I want it.
Yeah.
I want that.
I want in.
She's an impetulant child.
Yeah, I think she really does want to murder in general.
It's
good point. Yeah. It's an excuse to murder.
I think she wants to kill.
Saying it like that is
I think she wants to kill.
I think she wants to murder.
Yeah. Speaking of murder, did you notice that like everyone in this movie, the theme, I'll tell you what the thematic connection is. Everyone wants Bella. She is the hottest ticket item out there on the streets.
Yeah, because everybody wants a pure lily white virgin. Great. Congratulations.
Edward wants her. Jacob wants her. Her mom and dad want to keep her around. The Volturi want her.
Victoria wants her.
Everybody wants Bella.
We didn't meet any other Confederate soldiers, but I bet they wanted her too.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah, that's the theme of the movie is Bella's like, I don't want attention. Yes, she does.
Sorry.
Yes, she does.
Backing up to Jasper, he just killed a kid. He killed a kid on screen. He choked out a kid on screen like fucking Jody and Baby Boy.
Oh my God.
Just held him in a fucking headlock. Anyway, sorry.
He chokes him out and says, go to sleep, young blood.
Go to sleep.
Young blood. It's initiation,
young
bitch.
Blood. Go to sleep, young blood.
An incredible detail that this film introduces is that baby vampires, those who are newly turned, are the strongest.
Yes.
And so Victoria's raising an army of baby vampires.
Oh, my God.
Which, what a silly, silly choice.
Bryce Dallas Howard!
He wasn't in this.
That's Victoria!
No, it fucking wasn't.
Yes, it fucking is!
No, it wasn't.
Are you out of your gourd? Can you not see with your two eyeballs?
No, it wasn't.
With your four eyes. You've got four, Zachary. It's Bryce Dallas.
You're being offensive.
All three of them are Googling on their phones
no
right
way.
Now because they don't believe me.
I don't believe you.
She has the most recognizable face
you're
in all
wrong.
Hollywood.
That is her.
No, it's fucking her.
No,
it's...
Zachary wrong.
Zach,
wait, what?
I'm
right.
This
movie's awesome now. This movie's fucking sick.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Victoria
is fucking
is
oh my
thick.
God.
She is so goddamn thick. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Did you know that they had to Photoshop her ass out of just Jurassic Park? Because she was too thick.
Yeah, that's right.
That is the greatest also, compliment I'm, that anybody could whatever.
A problem
hey,
I wish
anyone
had.
Else. Yeah, so it's a good problem.
I am. My jaws dropped. I had no idea that was Bryce Dallas Howard.
I think, I might be wrong on this, I think they recasted Victoria for this one.
They did.
I don't think she was
they
the
did.
Original Victoria.
They did.
They went, let's get some titties up in here.
Yeah, let's get a better, yeah, let's get a really good actress.
Let's get a baddie.
Because she's not in the other ones.
No.
Something that confused me is that this movie introduces also that when you judo chop a vampire, they shatter like porcelain.
Yeah, ice. Apparently.
Blocks of ice.
I think that's, I think that was the biggest pleasure for me because scientifically, if you are made of, if you don't have blood coursing through your veins, but you still walk around, you would probably shatter like ice if you got
I
hit.
I feel stupid.
They
I
feel
didn't make that connection.
Yeah,
so delicate.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also makes sense why they would glisten in the sun, even though it doesn't make sense that vampires
that
can be
melt?
In the sun in the first place. Because, I mean, yeah, you would melt, probably. Yeah. But yeah, that all tracks.
I don't think that was such a sigh.
Yeah.
I know, the science behind that really just got me. Just like they cracked like little chocolate eggshells.
Yeah, they
like
did.
Little candies.
It's so funny too because sometimes they'll just be fighting and punching like crazy, and then other times they just hoo-cha!
Yeah. Fruit yeah. Ninja.
They for them to be as strong as they put them out to be or made them out to be, they went down pretty easily.
Young bloods are messy. They're strong, but they don't know what they're doing. So a pleasure of mine in this film is you finally get to see the doggy boys and bat boys come together.
Oh, I really loved that.
In
that
a was training
cool.
montage.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that.
And what are the two most important things about fighting the Victoria young bloods?
You gotta be unpredictable.
Yep.
You can't. Go for the obvious kill.
You can't go for the obvious kill, and I forget what the first one is.
Well, I do bet. I mean, look, if you were a fan and you're there opening night and you finally see the wolves and the Team Jacob and the Team Edward come together,
it's like
freaking Marvel team up. Let's go.
Yeah. No, I do feel bad ripping on this movie knowing that it was of a different time. But, I mean, also at the same time, they did do that entire fight scene with all of them in the same field where they played baseball.
Yes.
So that was also...
They always fight in fields in this
always,
franchise.
They love a field.
Yeah,
they love a field surrounded by trees.
It was the quickest fight scene for the movie to kind of have its premise be around. Victoria is coming with her young bloods. Alice sees a vision of them. They're going to be here in 4 days, which mathematically, have you seen how fast they run? That just doesn't really check out. But... They get there, and here's the big moment. They say, you can't be predictable. Don't go for the obvious kill. And what do? They run directly at each other for about a minute.
Yeah, they do.
And then it's over.
And it's over.
Bat Boys, Wolf Boys win.
The only one that wasn't obvious is when, I'm guessing it was Jasper, threw one in the air, and then a wolf came and bit him in half. I
sick
was like, that was sick.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I loved watching a big wolf. Yeah. Munch down on a little baby vampire.
Yeah.
And while all of this is happening, we got Brokeback Mountain. up in the snow.
Yeah, we do.
We get the hottest scene.
Loved this scene.
That was a good scene.
So much. They are in a snowstorm. Bella, her teeth are chattering.
She's so cold. I'm in a sleeping bag with my ice cold boyfriend. He's a popsicle.
Edward can't help with his cold ass, bony ass, cuck ass body.
We've all been there under the sheets, and your boyfriend comes up behind you with his cold ass toes. It makes you jump for them.
Cold ass fucking toes.
Get the fuck off me.
Cold ass fucking toes.
Or they try and come around you, and you're like, ah, don't touch me.
Yeah,
that sounds like my nightmare. Okay. What would help? A jacuzzi boy.
A little wolf man.
A lava boy.
Never gets cold.
And I think I quoted this at the beginning. It's my favorite line of the movie. I could feel the squeals and screams in the audience all these years later, like still reverberating and echoing through the halls of Jacob wanting to cuddle with her. And Edward's like, don't you freaking dare. And he goes, let's face it. I am hotter than you. And
nice.
It's like, oh!
Nice.
Because he's talking about his skin, but he's also talking about how sexy he is.
Yeah, we got him.
And there's this moment where he goes like, watch where you put your hands or something like that. Mm. And I'm like, boy, his hands ain't what you got to worry about.
Right.
You're about to get in the sleeping bag with
him. Yeah, his schmeat is at his waist.
Jacob is cuddling, spooning Bella, bringing her back, and then staring eyes just directly at Edward.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're locked in eye contact. Yes. And we know. Mm-hmm. And Edward says and reminds us that he can read Jacob's thoughts.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Is Jacob's thoughts just like shmeet, 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 shmeet,
shmeet, shmeet, shmeet. It's a song. It's a song just like that.
Like, is he just like, whew?
Yeah.
Pee-pee go, yay, yay.
Right.
Like, what is he saying in his head?
Feels good against my junk. Somebody needs to animate Jacob's stare and Zach's voice going shmeet, 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 shmeet. Which also, I like how you were doing that song to a Christmas.
It was snowing.
Oh my God.
To a Christmas beat and then
My God.
Pee-pee go, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Woo.
I feel a jiggle in my balls. I don't know. In this situation, I very easily could have seen a cuck happened. I could have seen a three-way. I could have seen them decide to like go poly. There was a lot happening in that little
I thought
tent.
It was going to be like a throuple thing.
How much Edward Jacob porn do you think is out there?
Oh, too much.
Yeah. Not enough.
Who do you think does Pops? What?
Well, he's a dog, so.
Yeah. I think he's
got a top.
He's in the back.
You think Edward? Okay.
Yeah. Edward also just looks like a bottom bitch.
If they're doing the Eiffel Tower situation, I think.
Eiffel Tower.
That not it?
No, I know. It's just very funny. Oh.
It's funny.
Can I drop another Kelsey Sex Corner question?
Okay.
I had heard something on the interwebs that said about how we...
This is not related to the movie.
Not at all.
Great.
Maybe. Sweets, we're talking about sexy time. How we as a society have always referred to sexual intercourse from a male's perspective, right? Yep. Like, we fucked her. I got fucked. There was penetration. But what if we had switched it to come from the vulva owner perspective, and we would say stuff like we enrobed or we engulfed?
Because that's so much more boring. That sounds so scientific.
We engulfed.
Yeah, I love the idea of we engulfed.
We got swallowed last night.
Yeah, we swallowed. I swallowed.
We absorbed.
Yes.
Yeah, I absorbed that. It does sound like nope. Like the monster is nope.
Wait, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Don't tell me.
All right.
We got to talk about Volturi.
Okay.
Here they come. We end the movie.
Fucking
you think.
Italians.
These, then the Italians, they got here on their
It's me, Elle Fanning.
And they come out of the woods like, oh, hey, y'all. Heard there was a fight. We didn't get the invite.
Ooh.
No one sent us the group text. And they come out of the woods and they're like, hey, why is that human still a human? And who's that little girl? Go kill her. They kill another child on screen.
Loved that.
Basically, Elle Fanning just establishes, oh, that's cute. You guys got rid of Victoria and the Youngbloods. You got a way bigger gang to worry about.
I thought it was Dakota.
You're right.
Fully
it is.
Dakota.
It is.
And yeah. How dare you sit here and not correct me earlier?
Well, I know you said L a long time ago, and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Dakota.
The people in my notes say Dakota.
Yeah.
And I know the difference between the Fannings.
Yeah, you do.
I know the difference.
Well, we watched Push with Dakota herself.
Yeah, and Zach wasn't a fan, and I stand the test of time to say that she is one of the greats.
One of the greats.
Yeah.
For the world.
Did you see that Brittany Murphy movie with her as a child?
Jersey Girl.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't think that we're giving enough attention to the fact that one of the driving plots in this movie is that Edward cannot have sex with Bella because he will tear her apart.
He will tear her apart.
Is that much?
She tries. She's like, for the love of God, please have sex with me.
Also,
and he says, I want to marry you first.
Yeah, going back to the Christian values of it all.
Oh my God.
Like, I think now is the time.
Yeah,
go
now's
off.
The time. Okay, I think that this movie is religious propaganda at its like highest and most destructive form. Yeah. For one, if you are Native American, you should shut up and accept the fact that we massacred your people and we should be friends.
And now you have to fight for us.
We have to love people who are from the Confederacy because they teach us how to fight. 3, if you have sex before you're married, you will die.
Yeah.
You will die. You will get murdered.
Be torn apart.
You will get torn apart.
Your body will.
And being a virgin is the most valuable thing on the planet, and that's why everybody is after
you. We made it up. We made up virginity. We made it up. Yeah. We made up the concept, the idea, the preciousness of it all. The fact that she talks about it with Charlie, I don't even want to fucking go to that awkward conversation.
She has a sex talk with her dad, and it's like, don't worry, Dad, I'm a virgin. Scene, she's like, Edward, I think I want to fuck right now.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Nothing gets you horny like a talk with daddy.
The most disgusting ring.
Especially if it's that one.
That engagement ring.
Holy shit, did we not talk about this?
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah. It is the ugliest ring.
Disgusting.
If you have cinema warning,
if you have tryptophobia, don't look at it.
Also, you live in a fucking clear glass mansion in the woods.
Yeah.
You're telling me you didn't go get a nice little rock?
Not even that. You've been living for 1,000 years. Mm. You don't have 1,000 years worth of savings?
Yeah.
You've been living for 1,000 years? You didn't invent diamonds?
You didn't invent diamonds?
It's
why don't you just bury coal and wait?
And wait.
Just fucking wait.
That would have been more romantic. I buried this 1,000 years ago knowing that one day I would find my true love for the diamond.
It is a giant oval that looks, it has the body of a cockroach. I want you to imagine a cockroach with not a diamond, but a bunch of little dots on it.
And it's like someone beat it.
It is the, ladies, if your man's a vampire and busts out a ring like this, you run.
You leave
run.
Him.
You get out
you
of
leave.
There.
You leave.
You get the fuck out of there.
But vampires are very fast as we know, so
Yeah, he'll catch you. But, I mean, he'll, like, track you because he doesn't need to sleep, and then he'll just be in your room waiting for you when you wake up.
Yeah.
This is you. This movie, this whole franchise is you, and they changed it. It literally one small shift of a character having an inner monologue makes it a stalker fantasy.
That checks out.
Have you watched the new season?
Not yet.
Y'all ready for some fun facts?
Fun facts with Zach's back.
Let's do it.
Let me turn my back to the audience.
Does anyone know why I sing that song?
No.
I sing it every week.
I just think you made it up.
I did, but do we not know why?
What do you mean why? You don't apply reason to the things that you do.
With Zach's back, you just say stuff, Kelsey.
True, and like the very first episode, back when we were still recording at the very first try office, you came in after having a really bad back day, and you kept being like, I'm back. And then you'd be like,
my back.
And I'd be like, oh, that's stupid. And then we were like, Zach's facts with Zach's back.
Yeah. I remember
Fun facts with Zach's back.
Oh my God.
And like, I think all of you forgot about
no,
that.
No, I just, every time you sing it, I was just like, oh, it's because of the bad back.
Yeah.
But I didn't know when it was.
You also remembered it.
Yes, it was like the first episode we ever recorded.
Yeah.
It might not even like be on.
Every time you sing, I just go, okay, I guess that's the thing we're doing.
You've 100 episodes in a row. You've just allowed it without any context. Things I get away with. I think I could be getting away with a lot more.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Look, this is a collaborative pod. If you like singing that song, I ain't going to stop you.
You singing that song.
And Miles hasn't.
It makes her happy. Let her do her little.
It makes her happy.
I've been expecting Miles to make like a fun, like,
jingle.
Like a drop.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it has
for the fun facts?
Yeah.
With Zach's back.
I'm back in my music era.
Okay, sick.
Oh, yeah.
So we love talking about alt casting. We have Riley. Who I had to look that up. That's
Who's
the guy.
Riley?
The guy that got turned and is the leader of the baby army.
He's okay. Hot.
Okay.
What's his deal?
Okay.
I don't know. He was almost played by Channing Tatum.
Oh, man. That would have been a different.
He was considered, as was Tom Felton.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tucci.
Oh, my God.
That would rule.
Give it to me, Tucci. Wait, I'm sorry. We would have tried to take Tom Felton out of the Harry Potter universe. Absolutely not.
So this was directed by David Slade.
Congrats.
This is kind of following the trend of an indie director getting a big film. He had directed Hard Candy. He's a British director. But 30 Days a Night. So he had directed a vampire movie. And they're like, come on over, buddy. And he's like, all right, I'm going to make a worse vampire movie. Let's do it.
I will say the vampire sequences were the best of the franchise.
Hell yeah,
so
there
far,
you go.
I guess it's the third one.
But guess who was considered to direct?
Whom?
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Damn. She was into it, and she wanted to do it. She was among the final candidates, but, you know, they realized that she had less experience. And for Twilight, you need someone who's going to bring the goods.
I'm going to ask a silly question. Has she directed features?
You know, I also... Miles, can we get a fact check on that?
Has she directed
this
features?
This is literally fun facts. What...
I feel like she directed, like maybe she directed Never Been Kissed or one of those movies.
Mm. She directed Whip It.
Oh, yeah.
And Best Coast to Our Deal. But that's it.
Whip It with Elliot Page.
Yeah.
The actor who played Jasper fought for Jasper to wear cowboy boots in the film. You fucking Confederate fuck.
Your boy.
That just ruined cowboy boots for me.
I'm never going to wear
them. Yeah, but you know, I bet his head spurs.
Also, the scene where he gets turned reminds me of a scene from Red Dead Redemption 2. So it was like, oh, wow, it's like Red Dead. And it was like, wait a fucking second. Is he a Confederate soldier?
This must have been devastating. So Nikki Reed, most of her fight scenes in the climax were left out because the dailies came back from the lab and they were underexposed.
No way. That's crazy.
And how then the shooting schedule, they didn't have time and the crew to reshoot her parts. That's wild.
How did you fuck that up? Crazy.
Who was she playing?
Our blonde vampire who had the horrific flashback.
Oh, got you. Okay. Yeah, because she was barely in the rest of the movie. And maybe that would have helped... That scene helped her arc a little bit.
Because she was a fighter.
There's so many people on a set that look at that. That's crazy.
That's why I'm wondering if it was something in post. Like the post house fucked it up.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. No, because if they're shooting digitally, like what?
But it's just like there's like at least a dozen people looking at monitors. If at least a dozen people looking at monitors.
But also like was it something in camera that fucked it up?
I bet.
Okay, this one's really good.
Anyway.
This is like fully wild for me. So we talked about the scene Billy Black tells the bonfire story, and we have the flashback of
the Cold One,
the Cold Ones, and his tribe fighting the vampires for the first time, and we meet a character named the Third Wife.
Yes,
which I don't know why she had to be the Third Wife. Why couldn't she just be the wife? It's kind of a weird detail, but I overlooked it.
Poly love,
and
love.
She is like what is it? The chief's wife,
third wife
in this tribe. So this is a native tribe that we are seeing, and they originally for that flashback. We're going to have Kristen Stewart play the Third Wife.
Oh, because it's,
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Because it was seeing her. But we were going to have a bunch of native actors surrounded by lily-ass Kristen Stewart. And not only that, they shot that.
They shot it?
They shot it.
Then thank God they switched her with, like, the most opposite. Like, thank God. Someone probably caught that.
We
was like,
still get it. I don't need to see that. I get that she's just as courageous as the third
wife.
She's
literally reading Romeo and Juliet to start the film. Like, it's, she's asleep on the book. And it's like, we get that. Like, there's so much. This is a lesson. This is a masterclass in how to not foreshadow things.
Yeah, you're hamming it up.
Well, yeah, you're giving it too obvious.
Yeah, you're hatting on a hat.
There's just so much literal dialogue and moments. There's one I wrote down where it's, there's something you'll want. This is talking about when Bella turns. There's something you'll want more. Something you'll kill for. Okay, subtext is very clear. Long pause. Blood.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's like, I don't need you to finish
no,
that.
No, but I bet you someone, they did a test audience and someone was like, what is it?
What was it? What was, well, they, yeah, they wrote down in the little section, what didn't you understand? What was the thing that you'll kill for?
Oh my, like, God.
Oh my God. This is a movie about fucking vampires.
Well, now for the 100th time, we have to decide, is this film a guilty pleasure?
Pleasure.
A pleasure or just plain guilty? I fucked it up on
a 100th
episode.
No, you didn't, because you know what?
What?
Whenever you're out of town or gone or sick or dying, I have to fill in for you. And that is so fucking hard.
That's the hardest part of the pod.
Hardest way to say it.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Again,
what did Apple Podcasts call us?
They had a great log line for us.
Which we were actually pissed that we didn't think about this.
I would say that I didn't choose
feel
things.
Good about feeling guilty or something
ooh,
like that.
Ooh, that makes you feel good about feeling guilty. Yeah.
I would argue that I didn't choose things for this show. We just started recording and then whatever we did, we just kept doing. And
like,
here we are.
Zach's back.
Like, Zach's back. I think this is a guilty pleasure. It might even just be guilty. It is a movie that I understand that it's a it's a guilty pleasure because I can see how it's comforting. That there's something really nice about revisiting your friends and forks. But dear God, dear God, this movie is rough.
I'm gonna give it a pure guilt.
Wow.
Not because I think the dialogue is cheesy. Not because I don't believe that 4 and 5 are fucking bangers and outdo this one. But I do think that this one doesn't know exactly what it wants to be. Is it an action story? Is it a love story?
Non-consensual love story?
Yes, is it an advertisement for the Christian propaganda? Probably all the above. I just think it was a little too all over the place. There were moments where I looked up from my iPad for 5 seconds and I came back and I was like, where are we?
It's the middle child.
It's the middle child. And
for
that,
if you're the middle
child,
your parents do not love you.
They don't. They don't. Well, they don't love you as much as your brother and sister.
You're just a little confusing, a little overlooked, a little all over the place, a little guilty.
Yeah. I also would put it as a pure guilt because. And the only reason why this movie is watchable is because it is a part of a franchise. In the same way that y'all said that this is the middle child, I fully agree. Because it's just like, you have a middle child, but you don't really love them that much. Oh. shouts out to my middle child sister.
Aren't you a middle child?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, right.
But like, I mean, that's... I'm being crude for no reason. But I think that is exactly what this is. There's no other reason to watch it other than to continue the rest of the franchise, the rest of the narrative. I don't care about this movie. I was confused most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, but guys.
What?
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah!
No! it wasn't fun. Like,
what about when Jacob gave Bella a very ugly chain necklace bracelet? And
that
she
was
goes,
a wolf?
Oh, my God. Is beautiful.
He never wore it.
That was like a I want to fuck you gift.
Yeah.
Okay. Anna Kendrick's valedictorian speech, full tears.
Okay.
You're gonna look me in the eyes, both of you, and tell me that it's a guilt. I'm gonna walk right out of this studio.
No, that woman, away with words.
I'm gonna walk right out of here.
I think there is a really, really hard line to toe when you do like these moody teen dramas, and it was completely on the wrong side of things. Where it's just like it can be cool because of how moody it is, but sometimes it just falls flat and is like mad boring.
Gave you a Black Keys needle drop, and you're gonna sit here, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, it did.
All right, now we're going to talk about our pleasures. These are things in media that we are enjoying.
Yeah,
Garrett,
yeah,
go
yeah.
ahead.
My pleasure for this week is the trailer for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It looks
movie,
great.
Mutant Mayhem. I have been begging for them to make them actual teenagers for so long.
Oh.
For so long. And if you watch the trailer, you can see that they are 13. Their voices are cracking. They have braces. It's so fucking beautiful. They're like recording shit on their phone. Be like, oh, can you please? It's like blah, blah, blah. Throw the ninja star, whatever. It's so adorable. And I cannot wait to watch this fucking movie. I'm so excited. And of course, it is in the Spider-Verse animation style. And I really love Whoa. That we're moving away from like yeah. the Pixar style of things into something new. And shouts out to Lord Miller for changing the game in Sony Animation. Good for
wow.
them.
Okay, I have one. It's a podcast, and it's pretty popular, so I won't be surprised if a lot of you have heard of it. But if you haven't, it is the Huberman Labs. It has become quickly one of the top podcasts about wellness, and it is a neuroscientist from Stanford. And he does a really good job of making really sciencey shit about health, wellness, your body, your brain, really understandable. In particular, there's one episode all about headaches and the science behind headaches. As a fellow headache girly myself, I found this information incredibly fucking interesting and eye-opening, and I've always been someone that says, if I can understand, if you can explain, like, I'm five, to me, I'm a visual person, like, break it down so I can understand it. It makes me less afraid of it. I think the more we break down the pain-fear cycle, the less pain we will have. I recommend it. Dr. Huberman Labs.
Okay, this one is fucking fuego. I'm about to rock your little Jimmy Johns over here. This is a TikTok account.
Oh.
And
that.
It is @unclogging_drains.
I already know him.
And it is just this dude that finds these gnarly ass clogs and he scrapes them and he unclogs them and then the water goes glug, glug, glug. Yeah. And you go, give it to me, Tucci.
Nice.
Wow.
It's so unbelievably satisfying. And you'll see him unclog a clog where you're like, there's no way that's going to, oh my, you just evaporated a river.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that.
Oh, I want to see
Big
this.
Fan. He's got 1.7 million followers. Yeah. He comes up on my For You page so often, I'm not even following him, and I thought I was.
There you go.
Yeah.
The future.
There's one.
Well, that's it, gang. That's a hundo episode. Thank you for being here. If you've been here since the beginning, or if this is the first time you're tuning in, we love farting around with each other. We love getting to fart around for you. So thanks for smelling our farts.
Fun. We really appreciate it.
It is very fun. Good job, Miles, for producing.
Guys.
Good job, Garrett, for driving all the way from so far away.
Oh, my God.
Good job, Zach, for not dying.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job for taking care of that foot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
You know, people haven't heard that story yet.
Oh, what? They haven't?
No, I'm about
You've been saving it?
Yeah, I'm dropping a video.
Okay,
We've
like
done
to
100
see
episodes, guys. Hey, to 274 more.
I'm at Cornet. You got anything to promote?
What's that reference?
It's not a reference.
It's just a really good joke.
It's just good.
274 more?
Just like, it's we'll just probably do around, I don't know.
Oh, okay, sorry. I want to promote something. Go follow Swapskies for Women's Month this month. We are helping ourselves to crowdfund the rest of building the app. We only need about $50,000 more.
I'm willing to invest $50,000.
Only.
I'm at Corndan All Things.
I'm at Kelsey Darrow on All the Things.
I'm at Garrett Bernard on All the Things.
Woo!
And until next time, Bella, give me a smooch.